Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. The Mercury Bass Nation Championship at Grand Lake was won by Oklahoman Blake Capps, who punched his ticket to the Classic and a two-year exemption onto the Elite Series. Blake is coming up in a Rapala winner's circle a little bit later in the show. Also today, Brandon Cobb will join us on a number of issues facing the Elites and what his plans are for 2025. And Phoenix Boats has updated some models, and Jason Duran is set to join us to discuss that. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala. And start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and in our leadoff role, as I said in the opening, speaking of Phoenix, Phoenix has a new model coming out. In fact, it's a model that I will be running this year. I'm excited. It is in the shop right now, being built out. It's a 919Z. XL, and joining us to talk a little bit about this model and what's been going on at Phoenix is Jason Duran. Jason, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much for letting us come and join you today and talk a little bit about some of the new models we've got. It is really exciting days around here at Phoenix these days.
Yeah, it is exciting. And, you know, it's just continuing to tweak, you know, fishermen, building boats for fishermen is what I like to say, of course, and just such a great operation. You guys have been title sponsors of Bassmaster Radio for, well, almost 5 years now. But talk about this, before we get into some of the other models, talk about this 919ZXL and the inspiration behind this thing, which is kind of a melding of a couple of different models that you've had.
Yeah, the 919 has been a popular model throughout the years. A lot of guys remember it as one of the Pro XP series. And if you kind of take a lot of those features from that 919 Pro XP series, and I like to say you bring over what a lot of customers would know as the Elite Bow, which is that centered up bow that has that nice stack where we can accommodate two graphs on it. Even now in this model, we could do three graphs at the bow. So it brings over that centered up bow, does away with that vinyl shroud, puts a nice fiberglass piece up there that can be color matched or can be, you know, just an accent piece as well. So it is fiberglass and it can be colored like the boat. So mount your graphs right there. And then from there back, it's a lot, very lot similar to what customers have grown to know as the Pro XP series. Got that center box in the middle and the two full-size rod boxes. And then like all our models, everything's the same right there at the console in that cockpit area. Everything's the same measurement there. So got plenty of room for that tournament fisherman looking ready to get out there on the water this weekend.
And you got the double shroud right at the cockpit that easily accommodates two graphs right there at the cockpit.
Yeah, we can definitely do that as a dual dash shroud there at the console as well. So it can be loaded out really nice. You know, we do have a tournament ready fishing package out there. You know, it's just a little bit over that 70 mark, and it does include a Garmin LiveScope and two Helix 10s with an Ultrex Quest and our new, we introduced last year, our E2 wiring harness. So a nice tight package there. to really get everything you need to get on the water and catch some fish this weekend.
Now, I've been running to PHX for the last few years, and we had the day box on the on the driver's side there. What, talk about with this model, there is no day box; it's two full length rod lockers, if you will, and most guys just use the one side for the rod lockers and the other side for storage. But the elimination of the day box, what's up with that?
Well, on the pro with the PHX series, that is still that deck, and that still is the same deck on the Elite. But with this series here, it does have the full size rod boxes. It's going to measure 66 inches across right there at the seat base, and still measure 76 inches across the deck right at the beginning of the deck there. So two full length, full size rod boxes. And one big center tackle storage.
And that big center tackle storage is a little bit different, I think, from the past in terms of it has more storage up underneath the deck as opposed to having any kind of a rod deal, right?
Yeah, it's got a lot more storage kind of going up towards the front of the boat.
Yeah.
So we kind of really introduced a whole series with that with the ZXL.
Yeah.
So a couple other models in that series as well. So like the 819 ZXL, so the 819 Pro XP that everybody's grown to love, kind of brings over that Elite bow to it as well. Gives that same feature up there at the front with a centered up fiberglass shroud. And then one of the most popular models currently is that 721 ZXL, which has been really a redesign more than just adding over that bow. We really, what customers have asked for over the years is to widen the deck on the 721 Pro XP. And that's what we did on the 721 ZXL. So, customers have grown to love our, first model from bow all the way back in 2009, that 721. Now it's a 721 ZXL with a wider front deck. So a lot of new models in this line.
What's the Z in XL stand for? I mean, I know the XL, it seems like XL, right? But what's the Z part?
We sat around the table here and, just kind of bounced around some ideas and it just stuck. ZXL stuck, so we don't really have a true what the Z technically stands for. But I ask that question myself too a lot of times. What does that stand for? But, the XL definitely means, a little bit wider front decks there. So,
yeah. Jason Duran with us here from Phoenix talking about the new 919 ZXL. Now, does the PHX series still being made, or is that going to be discontinued?
Well, you've got the XE series, which is kind of sliding into that PHX series. So on the ZXL, you've still got that 721 hull, that Pro XP hull that customers have loved and loved. The same hull that's on the Elite, where the PHX introduced a new hull, that hull comes over to the XE. And we can do that boat now with all fiberglass boxes, including the rod boxes. So underneath the deck, there's no more carpet. Now that is an option. We can delete the boxes. Customers have asked, hey, we love the XE, but we don't want fiberglass rod boxes. We want carpet in our rod boxes. So we can delete the rod boxes, or we can do all fiberglass rod boxes on the XE model. So no more carpet underneath the deck if you choose to have that. But yeah, so the XE is kind of replacing that PHX line.
It's one of the things about Phoenix that I love is that you guys are so flexible in, customizing these boats. And it's because they're, the way they're built, one at a time. I've walked around and gotten the full tour down there of the facility. And, it's not like crazy to mix and match some things if people say, no, I like this or I want that.
No, we talk about it all the time. It's really the power of choice. We listen to customers year after year after year, sitting on the phone talking to them at shows, talking to them, or even on the water out fishing with them, hey, I really would like to have this. I really would like to have this. And we do everything we can to try to incorporate that into each model as they progress. And, we're all fishermen here, so we know what we like to have in the boat. When we're sitting rigging tackle or we're standing on the front deck fishing, that's something that we really like to do. And including one of those things is now an all padded front deck. So we can pad even the rod box lids on the front deck, even the center tackle storage lids on the front deck. So the whole front deck can now be padded. And that's just, customers have requested that through the years. And you know, we made it happen. So that's another addition that we can even do this year.
Yeah, I know I have that on the 919 ZXL, and I can't wait to experience that and see what that is all about, you know, with the padded deck as well. And, you know, let's just talk about the pro staff for a minute as well, because it seems to me, and I don't really kind of go through and add up the numbers. I've played around with it in the past, but it seems to me that on the Elite Series, I think there's more Phoenixes out there than anything else. I mean, you know, it's just about. I mean, it always seems like just 23, 24, 25 percent of the field running a Phoenix now.
Yeah, year after year, you know, you see guys kind of making that choice and making that move to a Phoenix. And, you know, we're so glad to have those guys. And, you know, we had a few of them here just a few months ago at our company picnic. And, you know, they were out taking our team members here out on the water and giving them a boat ride. Some of them never been in the boat before, and to get to ride, you know, with Gerald Swindle one day, you know, let him drive the boat for you is a pretty exciting day. So yeah, we've got a lot of great team guys. They do a lot of work, good work out there on the road for us throughout the year. And a lot of them catching big fish too.
Catching big fish and extremely loyal to the product. I mean, that's the one thing is that you just don't hear guys complaining, you know, about their boats at all. And, you know, whenever I talk to a Phoenix guy, it always seems like they're extremely loyal.
Yeah, they really are. You know, and they really know their know the boat as well. You know, they give us a lot of feedback through the years as well. And what they want to see on a boat. And it's good for them to know the product really well because they're able to talk to.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jason Duran has.
You know, and it's a tool that they use every single day. We talk about it as being their office, you know, and they really want their office tight and, you know, and nice and clean and ready to go. So something that we lift and make them the best they can be as well.
No doubt about it. Jason Duran has been our guest from Phoenix. Jason, I appreciate you. Can't wait, man. I'll be picking up my 919 here pretty soon. So
ready to see you. Come on down here. Well, thank you so much for having us on today.
All right, man. Thank you. And it's Jason Duran. And it is just it's just a perfect bass boat. I'm sorry to say that. I've run different boats over the years. It's the perfect bass boat. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, more right after this. Brandon Cobb is up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to meet with a guy that, while I've known Brandon Cobb for a number of years now, we do share a sponsor with Visit Anderson. One of my favorite places, Lake Harwell, is his home lake as well. Green Pond Landing and all of that part of the country is just absolutely beautiful. I always say, if Anderson, South Carolina didn't exist, you'd have to invent it. That's how beautiful it is over there in Anderson. And we head that way now as we are joined by Brandon Cobb on the VMC Hook. Brandon, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for having me on. It's been a while.
It has been a minute. I was looking at my notes and I was like, well, I think it was about last year at this time. And, you know, typically the top three in every Elite Series event come on. And let's get the elephant out of the room off the bat here. This was not a typical Brandon Cobb year. I mean, usually I talk to you during the year. What happened?
Yeah, it was this year. Just I knew, like, even I think we probably talked about it last year. I knew looking ahead at the schedule, I was like, man, just none of these tournaments are exactly in my wheelhouse. I love tournaments like around either right before the spawn, right after the spawn, or during the spawn. And we basically didn't have that hardly this year.
Yeah.
It was a lot of either very early pre-spawn at the start of the year, and then we switched to basically skip the whole spawn and went post-spawn. And it was just wasn't my forte. Made a few bad decisions throughout the year and just had some bad luck. It's just one of those years, but I think this is like my 12th year professional and pretty much the only bad year I've ever had. So I can't complain too much.
Yeah. And by bad year, let's define a bad year. You missed a check twice, you know, the way it was set up under last year. So it wasn't awful. And you made the Saturday cut several times. So, you know, it wasn't like they kicked you off the tour or anything. That's for sure.
That's right. It wasn't as bad as possible. So I can't complain.
How was it running at Yamaha for the first time? I know you were a Mercury guy in the past. You switched to Yamaha on your Falcon boat. How was that?
It was awesome. This was my first year and actually probably one of the most grueling years on your outboard because like the St. Lawrence, I made a 130-mile run there, ran a long ways at Grand Lake for the Classic. I mean, it was one of those years where I really kind of threw it right into the fire, put it to the test, and it's been awesome. The Falcons always handle well, but this Yamaha really feels like it kind of livelies them up, makes it feel like I'm running a jet ski around, jumps on plane real quick and torquey.
In years past, there was a time I know when you fished some Opens, when you've been fishing the Elite Series for a number of years. Were you this year? It was announced that you're going to fish the MPFL and mix in their six tournaments and the championship event, which will be at Hartwell. So you'll have an Elite Series event early in the year at Hartwell, and the MPFL championship will be at Hartwell sometime in October or so. But it is. Were you fishing a lot of other tournaments typically? I mean, this will be a 15-16 tournament deal for you on a national level.
So early on, I mean, you know, three years ago and prior, I always fished, you know, whether it was the Opens or something in addition to the Elites.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years, I've only fished the Elites. And like last year, I honestly felt like our schedule was like kind of clumpy. It was kind of weird. Like we had like two tournaments and a month and a half off, then two tournaments. I kind of felt like it was too gapped up for me. So I figured this year I kind of go all in and, you know, it's not gonna be every weekend, but it's gonna be pretty busy. So I kind of wanted to stay on the water a little more this year. And the MPFL had a lot of lakes that I just liked. So it was kind of one of those things I had to do it. And with it being on Hartwell, I had to go give it a whirl.
Well, and they do the MPFL, to give them credit, they work their schedule around the bass schedule. They make sure that they're not tripping you guys up and putting you in a bad position or whatnot on lakes that you can't get on and so on. And I think that is smart of them. How does Amy feel about this though? I mean, was she like, you know, get the hell out of the house. You have too many times when you're home for a whole month. I don't like that. I mean, what was up with that?
Yeah, she's fine with it. She's pretty much riding horses every weekend anyway. So she's going a lot with the college team and things like that. So it won't be a big change, really, because a lot of weekends when I was home, she happened to be gone. So it kind of won't be a real big change. We've kind of got used to it. We've known it. We dated for years and years, and she dealt with it. And then we've been married for 7 now and been perfectly fine. So we're used to each other being gone.
Well, did you just tell her, say, look, honey, I got this extra money here I had set aside for entry fees, and now I don't have any place to put it, so I think I'll go buy another tournament, sir, and use my entry fee money right over there.
That's right. It actually worked out good, because at the time when I committed to the NPFL, I didn't know that that was going to be the case, so it actually kind of worked out good.
Yeah, it did work out good, I guess, for that way. What is your thoughts overall about it? Because I know, you know, a lot of guys, when they first got that email, it was like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing in the history of the world. And then, of course, you look at the payouts, and well, something has to happen. They took $500,000 worth of money out of the purse that you guys were putting in out of your own pockets, you know, or from your sponsors or whatever. Wherever it came from, you know, there's now $500,000 out of there. So obviously something has to give. And I know there's been conversations about maybe, you know, some tweaking going on with it. But overall, what was your thought process of it going to a no entry fee type series?
So I really like the no entry fees. I felt like that is needed to change in pro fishing for a while. And I'm glad we, you know, finally had the opportunity to get there. But with that being said, the payouts, I mean, everybody saw them. They're just not that good. I mean, that's just the fact of it, because, you know, 60% of the money is not there anymore because we're not paying entry fees. So I think it's a good idea, but I do think it needs some tweaking as far as how it's distributed, because it's kind of worked out to where if you do not top 10, you basically won't make any money.
Yeah. Well, it's got to come from.
It's got to be redistributed some.
Right. It's got to come from somewhere, right? I mean, because you guys are putting your $500,000 in, so you know, into each tournament. By the way, when I say $500,000, that's what it was basically per tournament. It was about $500,000 worth of angler money that was in there, and those guys would fish for their own money a little bit. So, like a buy-in on a poker tournament or something like that, I guess.
That's right. A lot of money got taken out, but you don't have as much invested, so you stand. You can come out positive a lot easier now. However, it really just comes down to first place is eating up a bulk of the money before, because, you know, the payouts essentially went down, except first stayed the same.
I guess
so. First kind of got a raise, if you think about it, really.
Yeah. Oh, and there's no doubt. First few spots maybe got a raise, but the, I guess a big part of it will be how the sponsors react, right? How the individual sponsors react to everybody, because if the sponsors are still ponying up what they have done in the past to promote you guys and the work that you guys do for the sponsors, which I would hope would stay there, then that money, you know, stays home. If some sponsors say, hey, I don't, you know, you don't have to pay an entry fee anymore, I can pay you less, then it becomes a problem.
Yeah, that's right. That could become a problem. And all the companies I work with, you know, they understand, because now with the less of a payout, it's actually more important to have sponsors than it even was with the entry fees for. Yeah, you had more invested, but you also could make more. Now sponsors are a big topic with less payout. And all mine have been good. Now, I can't say it's the same with all companies, because it's definitely like we have less invested, but we also can't make quite as much.
Well, yeah, but you're still doing a great job for your sponsors. And speaking of sponsors, Lake Hartwell and Visit Anderson is, you know, they've been great supporters of you and others and me as well. And, you know, I was really pleased to see how well, I mean, as tough as it was around the Carolinas with the storm, especially in, you know, Western North Carolina and so on, it was really great to see that that Hartwell seemed to be pretty much unscathed, that handled the water. It's such a big body of water, and really there was no damage at all in the Hartwell area, correct?
Yeah, that Greenwood in my hometown, which I'm about 45 minutes from Anderson, had a lot of trees down, but not significant flooding. But I think Hartwell was very fortunate to the lake level was low, so it had plenty of places for the water to go, and I don't think the trees and all that damage was near as bad up there as it was kind of more towards the center of the state, so they came out relatively unscathed.
Yeah, and Green
Pond. I wouldn't say unscathed, but they came out okay.
Yeah, well, Green Pond Landing had some trees down and so on. I talked to Neil Paul, but he said for the most part it was not bad cleanup. And Green Pond Landing, I mean, it's like the blueprint, I think, for all around the country. That's the kind of facility you want to have at your lake.
Exactly. Yeah, and the way it's laid out, the trees and things are, it's laid out plenty, spread out enough to where it can be cleaned up easily, and takes a lot to make it unusable.
Does this upcoming season look a little bit more comforting to your eye? Obviously, February in Florida, those are both going to be spawn-type tournaments as well, and it looks like you're chasing the spawn all over the country a little bit.
Yeah, it does. This is back to what I would call like the normal, you know, bass schedule and professional schedule that I'm used to fishing. It's a lot more comfortable and more what I could consider my type of fishing. Is like you said, we're going to be either right before the spawn or during the spawn at a whole lot of the tournaments this year. And it'll be, I love shallow water fishing. I mean, you know, the front sonar and all that is definitely something I became competent with because I had to, but I love the, you know, fishing in 2 foot of water, fishing shallow, and there wasn't a ton of opportunities for that last year, and I think this year it will be.
Yeah, and you know, for the rare time that you missed the Bassmaster Classic, that leaves you with nothing in March. Luckily, you got the Santee Cooper MPFL tournament to go fish until you head over.
Correct.
To, because you don't have a tournament to fish in March, and you always are fishing the Classic. I mean, it's great.
Exactly, yeah. My first year ever missing it or the Cup when I was at FLW.
Yeah, exactly. All right, in our last minute, just your thought about you'll fish, you know, with one transducer and you know, on the forward-facing sonar for this upcoming year. Do you think it makes any change at all for the elites, or is it somewhat of a change?
I think it really didn't. That rule change didn't make much of a difference, other than maybe the fact of you don't have to worry about it. Like, I had some extra transducers and stuff throughout the season this year, but to be honest, didn't really use the extras a lot. The one on the trolling motor is about what makes the difference. So I really don't think you'll see much of a change in strategy or anything like that, other than it makes it a little less of a headache to rig your boat because you don't feel like you're missing out on anything.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what are those guys doing, man? They got them hanging all over the boat. You know, I need to do that. Well, it'll be interesting because you'll do that, and then you'll fish the MPFL without any transducers or forward-facing, at least, transducers. So that'll be it'll be interesting to compare and contrast. Brandon Cobb has been our guest. Brandon, appreciate you so much, and I look forward to seeing you out there. Unfortunately, I'll see you on the floor in Fort Worth at the Bassmaster Classic, but I know you'll be having a great year this year and get yourself right back into it.
That's right. We took 1 year off from it. We'll get back this year.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
That's Brandon Cobb. All right, when we come back, Blake Capps will join us next. A little wrap of a winner's circle right after this on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now time for a little Rapala Winner's Circle action. And we do it with a guy that is has an opportunity to realize a longtime dream, a childhood dream of his. His name is Blake Capps. He won the Mercury Bassmaster Bass Nation Championship out at Grand Lake, and now he's on the precipice of accepting an opportunity to fish on the elites for the next couple of years. He's going to fish in the Bassmaster Classic. He took a check for $50,000. That doesn't suck either. And he joins us now on the VMC line. Blake, welcome to the show, and congratulations on the win.
Man, thank you, and thank you for having me on the show. Been looking forward to it.
Well, this is exciting stuff. I mean, you know, somebody has to win the tournament, but my goodness gracious, what, 450 guys or something in this deal when you guys kicked it off? And I mean, that's got to be intimidating as it is. I mean, you kind of put off to the side in your mind the number of guys that you're fishing against and just think about, go out there, get my 15 pounds a day, whatever it is that you need to do?
Well, it's actually funny that you brought that up. So for some reason in my mind, we had four regionals. I was thinking there was 20 people from each region.
That's
going into this event. And it didn't take me long on first day of practice to realize that my numbers were way off. The first air that I went to, I was looking around. I was like, my goodness, there's boats everywhere. And I made a phone call to one of my buddies who was in the tournament. I was asking him about it. He's like, I said, no, there's around 250 boats, and then co-anglers on top of that.
Yeah.
I said, man, I was thinking 80 boats on Grand Lake. That's awesome. You know, we're going to have the whole lake to run, you know, and that was not the case at all.
No, 482 total anglers between the co-anglers and the boaters, and then after the first 2 days, it was 20 boaters and the high non-boater guy, you know, that moved on. But man, you did a tremendous job out there, and this is a body of water that you know pretty well, right? This is only about 100 miles from the house for you.
Yep, it's about an hour and a half, roughly, from my house. Yes, I got a lot of experience on Grand Lake. I don't count that as consider that my home lake.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go across a lot of great lakes to lakes that I normally fish to get to Grand Lake.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Grand Lake, Eufaula Lake in Oklahoma. Those are the two most, that's our tournament lakes around here. That's where all the money goes to. So yeah, I got to go to Grand Lake quite a bit.
Yeah. But you haven't been to some of these bodies of water that are on the elite tour. Now, going into this thing, did you let yourself dream about it? Did you let yourself think that, you know what, if I win it and start kind of making the plans in your mind at age 28 that, you know, this is a sweet spot in my career that I can make a run at this. If I win this thing, I'm turning in my notice at work, and you got a good gig, you know, working at a petroleum plant. But are you thinking like, you know, if I win this thing, I got to figure out a way to go and take this shot?
Yeah, no, that stuff's crossed my mind for sure. It's always been the dream of mine to go fish the Bassmaster Elites. I mean, childhood memories, you know, just waking up and watching recordings of Zona and mm-hmm. all that. Like, that's just things that I grew up loving to watch. But, you know, then the opportunity was coming up on me. I knew going to Grand Lake, yeah, I would have there's a chance that I could do well, but really the Bassmaster Classic is what was on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That was more on my mind than anything. And then, especially after day two, I was sitting in fourth place going into the final day, and I wasn't really thinking about the elites. I was thinking about making sure I'm in that top three to get at least the chance, an opportunity to go to the Bassmaster Classic. Because that, I mean, that's for the fishermen right there. That's a whole nother thing besides the elites.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Have you fished Ray Roberts before at all? Have you been? That's not too far for you down in Texas.
Oh, I've definitely done some fishing in Texas, but I never did go to Ray Roberts. I think it's a little over 3 hours from my house, so yeah. It's not like it's that far away. But you know, if I'm going to Texas and stuff for just fun fishing, I normally go to Fork or something like that,
sure.
Which is also on the schedule next year. So I'm excited about that. I mean, who's not excited to go to Lake Fork or have a chance to catch a 10-plus pounder?
Yeah, no doubt about it. 42 pounds, 14 ounces for the win. And let's talk about that for a moment, because I'm sitting there reading about it, and you're throwing a spinnerbait in, you know, no feet of water back behind the docks and everything else. This does not sound like a forward-facing sonar type of deal for you. This was old school.
Oh, yeah. And if anyone knows anything about Oklahoma, it's predominantly shallow water fishing, and a staple bait is a spinner bait in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually even made a cast on Grand Lake in November. Normally by this time I'm deer hunting or something like that, but what I was getting at is, yeah, it's shallow water, you know, behind boat docks, the shad are starting to move up to the banks and stuff. And they're feeding up for the winter coming up.
Mm-hmm. Now, was this main lake stuff, or was this in a lot of cuts and things like that?
There was definitely some in the pockets. It seemed like I was getting better bites on the flatter stuff closer to the main lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's been such a warm, I think typically they've been farther back, but we've had such a warm year that there's a lot of people who actually caught them during the event, you know, out fishing brush piles out in 15, 20 foot of water. And that's another reason I think the weights were low as they were. I don't think we've had that big push up shallow yet. I think the ones that were up there were good ones, but man, getting five of them a day was a grind.
Now, what kind of water temperature did you have?
Around 68 degrees.
Oh, wow.
65, 68. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was pretty warm. Now, when you're running shallow like that with a white spinnerbait, are you a willow leaf guy, or were you going with the big Colorado blades? What tell us to do a little technique for us.
No, I was switching in between. Really, on day one and two, I did pretty much all my damage on a half ounce and a 3/4 ounce spinnerbait, but they both had a big willow leaf. So I think the 3/4 ounce had a number 6 on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, these aren't small spinnerbaits at all. And if anyone watching or listening tried to throw a spinnerbait behind boat docks and cables, you know, accurately, that is one of the toughest things you can do, because they hang up on everything.
Right.
But then on the final day, it actually didn't rain on us, but you could, or on me, I think it probably rained on some of the people, depending on what area of the lake you was at. I could see the rain all around, and it was super dark and windy. And on that final day, I actually went to a covert Booyah spinnerbait, and it had a big number 6 willow as well, but I had a little, I had a Colorado kicker on it. Just made it just a thump just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was, like I said, the conditions were so bad. I just felt like I could see or maybe feel that spinnerbait just a little bit better.
So 42 pounds, 14 ounces, the last day 14-14, and a 14-ounce victory. I think you got a new lucky number, my friend. I mean, four, 14 seems like that's your number. I mean, this was incredible. And talk about coming in. You know you've got a nice bag on that last day, you know, with 14-14. What's going through your mind as you're, and how long a run did you have back to the ramp? Is it in your head, oh my God, I think I won this thing?
Well, so we were doing it at 2:30, and it's a pretty cool story here. It was about 1:30-ish. I ran into my buddy Chris Jones, who was fishing the final day. And I had three, you know, pretty nice fish, but I had two fish that I really needed to get rid of. They were just keepers. And I kept telling myself, if I get rid of one of these fish for like a 3-pounder, I have like a legit shot at making the Bassmaster Classic. That's all I could think of. And, mm-hmm. and me and my buddy Chris, we ran into each other, and, you know, and I was like, man, I just got to get one of these fish to call. I said, I'm just sitting there thinking, right now, where am I going to go to? And I told him, I said, I'm going to make me a run. So I made like a 10 to 15 minute run, and just to an area that I've gotten some good bites in the past at. And this is, you know, we're being a local, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. so to speak, did come an advantage. I had, you know, two little spots that are pretty close together, and one in particular spot, it's not really a rock or nothing. It's like an old, concrete block for like a dock or something like that, but it's really broken down. But I haven't caught nothing off that in the tournament, and in my mind I was thinking, if this where the wind and all that was going, so I'm gonna go try and maybe we'll get lucky and get a bite. That stuff never happens, of course, you know. it was almost a 15 minute run, and I pull over there, and man, sure enough, I see it on my scope. This is one thing I did scope, trying to see to make the, you know, that right cast. And I looked over there and seen where it was at and made the cast. And sure enough, when that spinnerbait cleared that block, that sucker came up and ate it and set the hook. And man, it's a 3.25 pounder. It's a solid one. And,
wow.
You know, I get it in the boat and I made that call, and I did lose it right there. I got pumped up because I was pretty certain at that moment that I was secure in the top three. I wasn't for sure. You know, I still had one fish that I needed to get rid of, but I thought then I had a chance. And so try to calm down and all that stuff. So I went and fished the next spot, nothing. It's 2:30. It's around 2:05, 2:10. I got a, you know, 10-minute boat run. And like I was saying about the storms and how rough it was. So I left that area and went back toward takeoff area. And, of course, once I get to takeoff area, that's for – I think 18 of the 20 boats were at right then. There were boats everywhere in there. And, well, I got, you know, 5 extra minutes. So where am I going to go? I'm not going to go in 5 extra minutes early. And there was a stretch of docks. Wolf Creek, that's all it is boat docks. And the dock that I wanted to go to, there was a boat setting on. So I was like, well, I'm going to go to the next dock or a few docks down where I think they knew there was a brush pile and stuff on it. And, you know, fish all the way around the boat dock. And then I tell myself, well, left cast and we got to go. And I kid you not, on the side of this boat dock, there's a rope hanging in the water that had, you know, a brush pile on it. Just, you just assume there was a brush pile on it.
Right.
And my very last cast, man, I throw that spinnerbait out there and hit that pile and kind of, you know, flutter the spinnerbait, kind of bump the rod, you know, and I hit another limb. And then it dawned on me that was a bite, not a limb. I set the hook, and it was a 3-pounder. And I get him in the boat, and I call that other fish out. And I have not made another cast on Grand Lake since that fish. And so, like, when I say that was the last cast I called up with a 3-pounder. So then I went from thinking, man, I think I made the Bassmaster Classic, to, man, we may actually make the Elites now. So that's when the pressure, like, just, it all came in all at once.
That's so exciting stuff, man.
It was a surreal story right there. Like you couldn't draw that up even better than that right there.
Well, that is tremendous stuff. And I'd imagine since then, working on sponsorship deals, getting yourself ready to go, because it won't be long when it's February and you'll be heading for the St. John's River and then Lake Okeechobee, a couple of places you've never seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like I'm behind the eight ball a little bit right now. You know, a lot of people already have all their sponsorships lined up and boats and all that stuff. You know, I've always dreamed of doing it, but then it actually happens. And February is not that far away. You know, we're already halfway through November and I got to get all this stuff lined up. So it's been a stressful few days to say the least, but it's good stress. It's good stress at the same time.
All right, there you go, Blake Capps. He is going to be a new elite, a rookie in the Elites this year, and a rookie in the Bassmaster Classic as well. The winner of the Bass Nation, and tremendous job, Blake. I appreciate you. Wish you the best of luck, and if I don't see you beforehand, I'll see you in Fort Worth.
That sounds great, and I appreciate you for having me on.
All right, thank you. Blake Capps, there you go. So a dream come true for that guy. What did they say, right? Big stage, big bass, big stage, and big dreams, and his dreams coming true, and we'll see how he does on the Elites. We'll see how he does at the Classic. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional context such as current weather and water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tool allows you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll even set up a dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage, so you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Omnia Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items, and it gets even better. If you go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership by simply going to omniafishing.com/bass. Well, we got some exciting news for you today. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio boat is being assembled over at the Phoenix plant as we speak. And this one is a brand new model for 2025. It's the 919 ZXL powered by a Mercury 225. And I am very excited to get into that bad boy. Using the same thought process as the 721, Phoenix took the front bow area and redesigned it to accommodate a fiberglass stacked option. The 919 ZXL includes all of the same beloved standard features from the 919 Pro XP, with the addition of the vinyl dual dash shroud as a standard feature. And that dual dash is going to be sporting two Garmin units, while two more Garmins are stacked on the front bow. Power pole blades will offer shallow water anchoring as well, and all of this will be beautifully wrapped by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.